Hi, Dr. Sonia Olson here, long-term emergency clinician and currently a clinician wellness trainer with Blue Pearl's health and well-being team.
I'm Diana Barone, Blue Pearl's Northeast Regional Social Worker.
Together, we're going to be bringing you our new mobile wellness podcast, Shucking Oysters.
We're going to be cracking open those oysters to get a pearl of wellness wisdom. So let's dig in. So welcome back, everyone. We're going to take a look at our next pearl, being boundaries, really hot topic. So we know when we speak about boundaries, we understand that that does mean putting one thing first is going to be putting something else second. And that does typically make us pretty uncomfortable. And often that does mean putting ourselves second to maybe change a little bit of that discomfort. It's much easier for us to prioritize everyone and everything else. And this is just a note and a reminder that we are allowed to be unapologetic about setting and maintaining the boundaries that we need. This industry is really full of overcommitment, just showing up for all aspects of your life all the time, being everywhere to everyone, and knowing this can really quickly lead to burnout and to compassion fatigue and to feeling depleted. And we're going to take a look at how we're going to try to change that.
Yeah, but thank you for setting that up, Diana. And I think that we can all really resonate with the fact that there is just a difficulty with saying the word no. just for just a moment, practice saying it out loud. No. Have a giggle at yourself at the discomfort that arrives with that, because it's just not our people-pleasing, perfectionist selves really want to say yes. There's a fear almost of saying no, that we're not going to be seen as eager and enthusiastic to the learning that might show up or the opportunity to grow. And in saying yes, we also are really getting caught up in the fact that a lot of our identity and our worth is caught up in the people pleasing, in being there for everyone. This isn't just at work, folks, right? This is in our work lives. This is in our personal lives. And I guess what I also want to bring attention to is, and I think it's valuable to say, when you are saying yes to everything, where's the room for you? Where's the room for you? And that's the piece where today what Diana and I want to dig into is maybe taking a look at how can you start to delineate where you need to make space and where are you going to be willing to say no to make room for a yes to yourself.
Yeah, I mean, we are in this industry, especially givers by nature. So knowing that saying no to someone in need can evoke guilt and the feeling that we really need to show up for them. But let's remember our conversations are around self-compassion, being kind to ourselves, declaring that you are enough, and that energy and time are not limitless. So we really need to be intentional about how we use these resources and knowing that they are limited, they are bound in some way. So we have to be mindful about how much we use and where we allocate them.
And on that point of resources, Diana, that's a great point to just highlight for a moment. Thinking about our resources, what are we saying when we talk about that? Well, there's a number of things. The resources that we just said are limiting, such as time and your energy. Those are limited resources. But there are also resources that are less limited. Maybe they are ones that you want to be aware of them can help you tap into them, such as your internal resource of compassion for yourself, compassion for your community. Those can be more limitless. However, we need to go ahead and use them to connect with our external resources, such as our community, the people around us that support us. Those are external resources, their knowledge, their care, their support of us during difficult times. Those are some of our external resources. Right, Diana?
Yeah, that's such important points. Thanks, Sonia. And just remembering, I mean, when we do over apply, there are repercussions, and this can apply to caregivers of any kind, whether you are caregiving for an animal or another person in your life, whether it be professional or personal, we're looking at the compassion fatigue stages applying to everyone. And this is a reminder that compassion doesn't actually fatigue. You don't run out of it. You just do over apply it, and it feels like you're running low on it, or you've given too much of it. But really looking at the stages being, you know, that zealot or idealistic phase where you are really eager to give, and then the withdrawal phase where you back up a bit, the irritability phase, right, which does look like burnout or, you know, getting angry or resentful, and then leading into the zombie phase where you just absolutely are depleted, and we're really trying to avoid that. So we do want to acknowledge how difficult it can be to separate personal and professional life, and how often we hear that associates are struggling with that. So we want to practice with packing up experiences from one piece of our life and before entering another, right? And so let's take the time to actually work with it and practice it, because it does not come naturally. So Sonia, I'm going to pass it to you to run us through the container exercise and what that's going to look like for us.
Fantastic. And before we launch into that exercise, Diana, there's another one that just came to mind as we were talking, one that is, I think, helpful for us when we are moving from one thing to the next, whether it's home to work, work to home, a stressful commute, whatever that may be. Having the moment where you just come into where you are, paying attention to a couple of really deep breaths, and maybe there's something physical, the touching of a steering wheel, the touching of a door handle, there's something that helps you recognize, helps your brain train into, that's a shift, it's a transition. So there's that, then that's just all the time. This particular exercise that I want to take us into is one where it helps us maybe to be cognizant where really distressing or overwhelming feelings, emotions, or thoughts come up. And maybe we're in a space where we are not in a space of having enough time, energy, or mental bandwidth to really cope well with whatever is coming up. So if you will, we're going to go ahead and take a moment to go through a guided visualization exercise. So wherever you are, take a moment to just find your seat. Take a moment to maybe roll your shoulders back a few times and just come to where you are. As they say, arrive where you are. And together, I want to take three really full breaths. We're going to take a breath in through the nose for three, and then out through your mouth for a count of three. So inhale, one, two, three. Exhale, three, two, one. Deep breath in, one, two, three. Out through your mouth, three, two, one. One more time. Deep inhale through the nose, one, two, three. Exhale with a sigh, three, two, one. Imagine, if you will, that you're having a container in your hands. You look down and that container has a lid. And maybe this container is a box. Maybe it's a Tupperware container. Or maybe it's a hinged box, something like a little chest. Put that down in front of you. And if you will, join me by the side of a swimming pool. A thunderstorm has just blown through, and there's all sorts of leaf litter and debris on the surface of this beautiful pool. That leaf litter, that debris, those are the cluttering thoughts. Those are the distressing emotions that are floating around after a big storm has blown through. You notice as you breathe quietly that you've got a pool skimmer in your hands. So you start to gently sweep across the surface of the water, catching the debris, and then you tap it into the box. And you do that several times until the surface of the pool is now looking much more clear. And you notice you can see your reflection in this pool. The water is calm, and you feel more centered. You put the lid on the box, and you take a few more moments to notice that the sky has become more clear, the clouds are moving by, and that you feel a sense of centering and calm. You are the eye of the storm. You notice that the box now is beside you, and you get to choose. Maybe we put that box to the side and we don't take that lid off for a while. Maybe there are things in there that you really don't need to go back and sort through and process. But maybe there are some things in there that would be worthwhile to look at again when you've had a little bit of time. Maybe a little time for emotional regulation and rest to come back with a refreshed perspective and a little more energy to sort through things that may be distressing. So when we take the time to breathe, to come into our strong, centered selves and recognize thoughts, emotions, physical sensations are like a weather system passing through, that you have the ability to put them to the side and choose whether or not to come back to them, because you do. This is what we mean by a container exercise. Very, very helpful when you're finding yourself caught up in the maelstrom of challenging circumstances of life and thoughts and emotions added in. I hope that was helpful.
Thank you, Sonia. I love that image and the symbolism of it. So we do recognize, like, this is really easier said than done. This is an ongoing task. This is an ongoing practice. And that's why it is so important to remember maintaining those boundaries. And we know that there's really this 3-to-1 ratio when we start to establish a change in our patterns for others to really realize that there's been a change. So let's say if you've been accommodating, you know, others for the past month, it may take up to 3 months of you setting those new boundaries for them to truly understand that there's been a change and maybe even respect those new boundaries. But you're going to have to maintain it every time. So that may not have favorable responses. And since we are people pleasing and always being available is usually part of our values and our purpose to help others, this can cause a lot of self-shaming, blaming, guilt, or maybe even others blaming or using guilt and trying to convince us to flex our boundaries. So just that much more important to keep them in place, no matter what you're met with. It will get a little bit easier, and it will definitely give you a little bit more energy. We do want to just review a few other resources for you if you want to kind of progress on this journey of setting and maintaining boundaries. So we do have the Lighthouse series, chapters 6 and 7, which are available on the Health and Wellbeing intranet page and on mvh4u.com, which really touches upon identifying your values and reinforcing those boundaries. And Sonia, I did want to pass it to you if you want any other resources you may want to mention around this pearl of boundaries.
Yeah, thank you so much, Diana. And thank you so much for calling out just how challenging it can be to set and hold boundaries. Oh, it does take practice. Be patient with yourself. Know that it's uncomfortable and awkward, but with every time that we go through it, it will get a little easier. And as Diana said at the beginning, there's no need to apologize for declaring your self-worth. No need to apologize. Okay. The resources I wanted to add were also Arianna Huffington is an amazing author. She is a speaker. She also has a phenomenal website, thriveglobal.com. Her whole philosophy is around finding helpful, various and diverse ways of finding mind-life integration and really healthy boundary setting. So I really encourage you to maybe look her up, listen to her, read her, and the thriveglobal.com, you can sign up to get regularly recurring emails where she shares resources throughout the course of your week. Love that. So next time we come to you, Diana and I are going to continue to work on building up your toolbox. Our next pearl is around coping strategies. Healthy coping strategies is where we're going next. as part of our self-care and designating ourselves worthy of really great time and energy to be our best caregiving selves. Thank you so much for spending time with us again. We really do hope these are useful to you and that you'll practice right alongside us. And until next time, please take good care.
Ciao for now, guys.
For more episodes of this podcast and other health and well-being resources, head to mybluepearlvet.com.